What do you do when it didn't work? What do you do when you suffer personal loss instead of the triumph you had anticipated your whole life? That's the moment where destinies are decided. Because in the moment of weakness, in the moment of brokenness, to still say yes opens the opportunity for God to say yes. And in his yes, there is a more complete demonstration of the power of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. You'll recognize the first part of the verse. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of God may rest upon me. I'm going to boast in weakness that the power of God would rest upon me. Verse 10, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, I am strong. I don't know if this is making sense to you or not. Let me just illustrate it this way. There are times where the power of God is displayed because of the aggressive obedience of the servant of the Lord. I've seen moments where I've got friends, they've just aggressively stepped into a place. In fact, I have one friend who preached to this entire crowd and told them, if this blind person is not healed, I will renounce this gospel. Thankfully, his whole team was going, oh no, oh no. And the blind eyes open. But there are times where that aggressive faith, I was with Mario, in fact, he was here at Bethel many years ago, Mario Murillo, and he had this lady stand up in the center aisle and said, stand up. She stood up, says, you have a tumor right here. You've not even told your husband. And then he declared that thing just disappeared. She dropped to the ground. And sometimes there's just this display of the gospel, of just this aggressive display of faith. And I like that. But this is like, the power of God is kind of like two-part epoxy. When the two are brought together, there's an exponential increase and the demonstration of power. And the second part comes in the strangest way. It comes in weakness. You can only discover the second demonstration of power by embracing loss. By acknowledging this didn't work out the way I said it would. This disappointment here that will forever mark my life. Yeah. This is a moment of weakness. See, it's not that problems attract power. Yeah. It's that problems create the opportunity for surrender that attracts power. There's a humility that comes into the heart of a person that is facing these unanswered prayers, these crises, these dilemmas. If you go low enough and keep your heart connected to the one. See, the gospel is not redefined by our experience. The nature of God is not redefined by what I've experienced or not experienced. He is absolute. And in this loss and disappointment and the stuff that every one of us go through, you know, I've got the stories, I've got the testimonies, I don't lack there. But the ones that stick the most are the losses. And those moments are invitations to discover power on another level. This time, son, you're going to access the power of the gospel through weakness. Yeah. Through weakness. It's embracing that which didn't work. It's embracing the moment that seemed to backfire. Embrace the moment that you're criticized, you're mocked, you're written about, you're preached against, you're whatever it might be. Fill in the blanks for you, how it works in your world. But the fact I took a stand for the gospel and it didn't work out like I thought. Is that the end of the story? No. It's the back door to the throne room where great power is demonstrated. It's almost like, this is a conclusion from Scripture, not in the Scripture. It's almost like the Lord is saying, if you can trust me with loss, I can trust you with gain. If you can trust me with your weakest moments, I can trust you with demonstrations of power. I can trust you with an increase in that which brings breakthrough. See, this school that we are all in, once you said yes to Jesus, you got put into school. And this school is the aggressive faith. It is hearing from God. It's the declaring the word of God. It's proclaiming boldly this gospel. But it's also, what do you do when it didn't work? What do you do when you suffer personal loss instead of the triumph you had anticipated your whole life? What do you do there? That's the moment right there. And it's like, that is the moment. That's the moment where destinies are decided. It's the moment where destinies are decided. Because in the moment of weakness, in the moment of brokenness, to still say yes opens the opportunity for God to say yes. And in his yes, there is a more complete demonstration of the power of the gospel. I believe that's what the Lord's looking for. He's looking for from you. He's looking for from me. We just had a testimony time early this morning in our staff prayer time. And it was just extraordinary, the stories, again, from this past week, the miracles that have happened. And you know, you just sit there. And, you know, sometimes I just pinch myself in a staff gathering where I hear the stories of miracles after miracle after miracle, and I don't ever get tired of them. And I like even hearing them where I suffered loss. Wow. I like hearing them there because I want to make sure that my compass is still due north. I want to make sure that my heart is calibrated to his nature, his covenant, his promise. And it doesn't get twisted because of experience or lack of experience. I'm accountable for that. I'm accountable to protect this priceless gift called the gospel. Yeah. Priceless gift. Paul takes this group of people through this journey and he tells them, listen, I came to you in a specific way. I don't know any other time where he came that way, where he came he came without the brilliant stories and without all the stuff that he's been to the third heaven. He can impress people with his thoughts and concepts. He's like the genius of geniuses. Believe me, he can impress people. But he chose instead, can I say, an experiment. I'm going to come in lower than normal. And I want to leave room for him. Because when you have that moment of loss, of pain, of whatever it might be, the moment of weakness, when he shows up, nobody will give you the credit. Only God gets the credit for that because they recognize the pain, the loss, but they also recognize you made room. That's kind of what I feel like we do. We make room in our time, with our words, our expectations, with our prayers, our everything. We create room for God to show up and do what only he can do. The moment that most of us fear in life, that moment where you feel like you have nothing, where what you have lost reduces you, is actually what Paul said he would celebrate. Life is just filled with choices, you know. It's our every day, just choices. But sometimes the kingdom shows up in the most unusual ways. The kingdom, the reality of God's dominion, becomes manifest when we make the most unusual choice, and that is to celebrate weakness. To grab the moment of loss and go, wow, this is going to turn out so good. And I won't be able to take any credit for what's about to happen. See, there's something about grabbing these moments as a part of our yes. All of us experience them. Many people try to manage them. Others deny them, ignore them. But to embrace them in your yes, to embrace them in your surrender, is an unusual form of weakness where you just come in low. And in that place of absolute surrender, you become the person he can entrust with greater power. You know, we're not looking for, I don't need to see power to be entertained, you know. It's not like I need another notch in my Bible. To be honest, I feel like I'm in debt. I feel like I owe him. He commanded me to walk in the power of the gospel. If it's not happening, the problem is not with him. The problem is not with him. He's not the problem. The shortage is not on his end of the equation. It's either truth or it's not. We should figure out something else to do with our lives. But if it's the truth, then we make every necessary adjustment for this gospel to be demonstrated in the way it was through Jesus' mouth. I see glimpses. I taste. I celebrate. I want more. I suffer loss. I have pain. I have stuff that doesn't work. Two-part epoxy. It's the second part of power that is about to be inserted into my life if I'll grab the hard parts and make sure that I surrender those two. I surrender them in hope, believing God's going to receive a lot of glory out of this one. He's going to receive a lot of glory because this is a part of the offering. This is a part of the offering. This is a part of my yes. I don't have the luxury of choosing when to give thanks. I have the responsibility to give him a place for him to demonstrate who he is. And sometimes it's the deaf ears that open. And sometimes it's your own son that walks out of the room. Not healed. And he gets all of them. Every one of these moments are moments to give as a gift, as an offering. Knowing his way, his timing, this gospel must be preached with power. It is not optional. And for that to be done well, he's got to get the hard stuff too.